They couldn't believe themselves. This man that they had followed, this man that they had invested their life into, this man that told them of God's glorious blessings and plans, and if they would turn their hearts to Him, they could be saved. But it was ruined. It was all gone. Now you're sitting there this morning and you're saying, nice try, but we know the end of the story. But I'd like just for a moment for your experience to go backwards and put yourself in their shoes as if you were right there and you didn't know for sure the end of the story. And there's a reason I want you to do that in your own personal life. The ladies who had followed Him in His ministry and cared for Him and supported Him in so many ways, and they were lost. And the disciples, just last night, they had been sitting with Jesus and they had celebrated Passover, and He turned it into this communion thing. And He was talking about God's forgiveness of sins and His ability to cleanse them from their sins. And if they will just follow Him. But He got hung on a tree. He had been accused falsely. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And now He's dead and buried. I'm wondering if there are times, I think it's a rhetorical question because I think you would all say yes, in your lives when everything comes crashing down. Everything that you had ever hoped in, everything that you had ever believed in has fallen apart. And even those who claim to know have disappeared. Jesus is the one that said, follow me. Jesus is the one that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But His journey is done. His message has failed. He is buried and gone. There are times, to be honest, that you think you have enough faith. You think you have enough understanding. You think you have it all together. And it all comes undone. What are you to do? Lost hope. Some have said hope is the most precious commodity that we can have. You can take away a person's possessions. You can take away their fame. You can take away their position in life. You can even take away their health. You can take away their freedom. But as long as they have hope, you can't destroy them. To say that the disciples were dazed would be an understatement. It was Friday that they put Him in the tomb, and then a most special Sabbath, Passover Sabbath, kind of a double Sabbath kind of expression and experience. And while other Jewish religious leaders were celebrating, the followers of Jesus were in a dark place. What do you do when you've lost hope? What do you do when things that you think make sense no longer make sense? Well, there is good news. If in the darkest places of life, you will reach out in faith. Oh, preacher, don't use that religious word on me. No, I'm sorry. Can't give you any shortcuts, can't give you any detours around it. By faith, you have to trust in something that's bigger than you. You have to trust that God really is there. You have to believe that He knows where you're at and what is going on. And you have to take that step of faith and say, even though it makes no sense, I will trust what He says about Himself. Jesus had told the disciples all kinds of things. He had even predicted that He would die. But they didn't want to believe it. They didn't want to follow it. And sometimes in our life, we hear the message by too many preachers, trust Jesus and you will have it all. So you trusted Jesus and you lost it all. Did you trust the wrong thing? Did you not trust right? No, you didn't mess up. But the story is going to continue in just a few minutes. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up and help us to start thinking about the possibility of hope rekindled. The most exciting thing about being in the darkest place of your life is that is often where the most precious truths can be found. We're going to talk more about that reality in just a moment. Join the worship team.